Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming up by McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tony.
Voice a little. Bubba Gump Pino, he's Canadian Station's a beer wonder. Why?
Today, Tony.
Percy Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, Bruce?
Bruce was thriving in California. He's so upset he's back here.
No. I'm happy to be back here in the heartland of this great country.
Me too.
Picking winners with you fellas.
Me too. Otter, yeah. Otter, how you doing?
I'm doing absolutely fucking fantastic, Tony.
Good. I'm glad.
I admit.
Let's fucking go, happy. Dude. Very, very happy.
Because I'm happy. Happy. That's all I know.
Clap, Gumpy. Come on.
We haven't done a show. We missed yesterday because we were out in Cali doing the national championship. Great time. Fucking great time out there. TCU was not the right side. Can confidently say that.
Dude, I mean, we all just watched that Ohio State game and thought, Georgia wasn't still Georgia, but Georgia is still Georgia.
Thought they were maybe a little susceptible, but apparently they weren't last night. This weekend, as far as NFL games went, pretty much.
I think fucking Brucey had a 10-1 Sunday.
Did you, Brucey?
Yeah, I went undefeated on like all those Panthers +3. Texans +3, all basically treating week 18 like they were bowl games. Very successful
strategy. My parlay of treating week 18 like bowl games of the Texans, the Falcons, and the Panthers did come home. Now those games were close,
yeah,
but they did come home. And then my parlays of like, hey, all these teams should win if they have to win, blah, blah, blah. I think those were like 6 or 7 legs, and one team blew them all. And it was your fucking Dallas Cowboys. Yeah,
every fucking parlay, every parlay and teaser I had. I had a 13-point teaser. The Cowboys couldn't even fucking do that.
Sammy Howell's slinging the pill.
Yeah, he was slinging it.
He's a better.
Cowboys can't play on grass.
Sam Howell's a better quarterback than Dak Prescott.
I would completely fucking agree. I want him out.
One reason I have that I might take the Cowboys on Monday night.
I mean,
they have not lost two games in a row all year.
Can we clap it up, though, for college football season?
Thank you, college football.
Good college football season. Bowl season. I think everyone had a good bowl season.
I would venture to say it was a great college football
season. Oh, yeah. I had a great betting.
Unbelievable.
My best betting college football season of all time.
Wow.
Hey. Congrats, Tony.
Thank you.
Congrats to you, Tony.
Thank you. Let's dive into the NFL a little bit, because that's normally what we do on Tuesdays, isn't it?
Yeah.
And since it is Tuesday, let's just do Tuesday things, okay?
It's good. You make a valid point.
Tony, I got some NBA picks for you if you want them.
We will do those.
Holy fuck.
We'll do those later, man. Thanks.
Wait till Nick comes in to break those up, man.
Wait till you hear about that. Niners are 10-point favorites. Now, I don't love being a 10-point favorite when it's the third time playing a division opponent. Really don't. 49ers rush offense is top 10 in every category, and Seattle's rush defense is bottom 5 in basically every category. Basically here, like if Seattle has a chance, they're top 10 in pretty much all passing categories. Niners rush D is not to be messed with. If you are going to get them, maybe through the air. So maybe Seattle has a chance if they decide to go that way. Seattle also, though, 1-7 ATS run, 1-6 ATS in the last 7 on the road versus winning teams. Niners 5-0 ATS their last 5 home games, 8-2 ATS versus teams with a winning record.
Wild stat here, double-digit favorites in the playoffs since 2010, 11-3 ATS.
Wow. Wild card weekend, too, obviously.
Double-digit favorites are covering, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, that's I was thinking about this, and I just think general perspective of gambling in the playoffs, if you're going to bet a team, bet them on the fucking spread. Doesn't matter if it's 10, 13, whatever. Who cares? Just fucking do it.
Bruce, why'd you just put your hood up?
What's that?
Why'd you
what put, the fuck?
Why'd you just put your hood up?
Because it's fucking freezing in here.
What the fuck?
An early appearance from Nikki Skates. He will be joining us for the majority of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
How we doing?
How you doing?
How we doing?
So you went from, hey, fuck tonight's slate to, I'm going to come pop in, just hang out.
I thought about it. I had made the picks already. I'm like, you know, at this point, out of respect to the lad.
Yeah.
That's really who this is about because
love you, lad.
I know how hard he works. Thank and you, you know, to be quite honest, I was with you guys all week and I'm sick of looking at you.
Yeah, there was pre-show. There was some pre-show stuff going on that definitely some people spent too much time with each other.
those road trips will test the thing.
Boys need to get home, get a good night's sleep, get a nice 12-hour break from everybody.
Yeah, okay? And I didn't have eyes on a lot of games this weekend. I was terrible last week.
We were pretty boozed up.
I thought this can't be good, but you know what? I made the picks. Out of respect the lad, I will come on and give them up.
We're running through the NFL slate this weekend. Basically, just talked about Seattle, San Francisco. 10 is the number. 42.5 is a math. Is this a math game for you, Brucey Bruce?
It is a bit of a math game. I do lean to the Seahawks, but I'm going to tread lightly. This is a low confidence lean to Seahawks on this.
I think whoever you like in the late game between Jags and Chargers, money line parlay with Niners.
Let's do that one. Because I went into researching that one thinking I'd be on one side.
50-50, as close as it gets.
And I came out potentially on the other side. Now, here's the thing. Jags, number 9 in yards per rush. Guess who's 32nd in the league in yard per rush defense? That would be the Chargers, okay? Now, that's going to be an issue for the Chargers there. Chargers throw second most in the NFL. Jags not great at defending the pass. 22nd ranked pass D. Mike Williams, that's going to be huge. Yeah.
Bosa as well. Is Bosa in?
I don't know, to be honest with you, yet.
I thought he was back.
Yeah.
Everything in me wants to take the Jaguars getting points at home, but I don't know.
I thought I was going to be the Jags because of the rushing stats, but then I thought, like, if the Chargers are going to throw it and Jacksonville's pass defense, also Jags 29th on third down getting off the field, 24th in the red zone. Chargers on a 5-0 ATS run, 7-2 their last 9 on the road, 5-1 last 6 against teams with a road winning record. I thought I was going to be Jags. I may end up pulling the bolts trigger on this one.
Also, Dobbs doesn't get sacked and fumble that ball. Titans could win that.
It's
not like Lawrence played well against the Titans either. Like, Chargers are coming in hot as hell.
No, Treble makes some really lost. Trevor, he'll make some really good
fucking Broncos
and some really bad ones. Yeah, true. And they play, bro. Yeah, this one I don't. I'm not really positive bad. One.
What time?
Russ back
night.
I kind of think Russ is back.
Russ the way might be it was back.
So bad,
right? Did yeah. he just
he
need
heard it here first?
He just needed somebody to gas him up all year. That's all it took.
Yeah, yeah, all needed. I needed was
or
a little
he
bit.
He needed
Hackett.
His teammates
was
to like Hackett the issue.
Oh yeah, that could have been the thing too. Yeah,
probably been a
problem. Right.
Yeah.
I think he probably needed a little bit of his teammates to
we'll
be like,
worry,
yeah, come on.
We'll worry about Russ fucking next year though.
Fucking good season.
How are you boys feeling seeing this one early?
The way that you just described this game, Tony, I would just not be myself if I didn't take the over of 47.5. Both these teams' offenses seem like they are matching up great against the defenses.
Yeah, I agree.
That's really it.
Old buddy Steve Kornacki on Football Night in America stated that this game was a true 50-50 split in the simulator.
Wow.
So whenever the simulator dorks are talking about 50-50s, I go straight to the home dog. And that is where I will rest my head. I like that logic.
I do feel like the only issue is Peterson got pass happy against the Titans too. Like if the Jags get down, they fucking stop running.
Yeah, they just
That's a big concern.
True.
Mike Williams is going to be a big his health.
The Chargers could gain 15 yards on every carry, and they just stop.
I know there's a talent disparity too, but I would tend to lean more towards Dougie P at home. Against Staley on the road.
I would hate to see Staley pee down his leg.
Would you?
these are, don't worry. No matter who I pick, I hate the other team. Don't worry. I'll hear it both ways.
Miami and Buffalo, 10's the number, 44.5. That feels like we're getting 10 is not a number that feels like they think Tua is coming back.
My only thing is if he was out, they would have just said it.
Oh, yeah. They're going to try. I think they're going to try.
Oh, no, no. A little gamesmanship. Well, no,
yeah, because if they say it, then the Bills don't have to worry about it.
If Teddy doesn't play, this is, I mean, he should just hang it up.
I'm going to bring up red zone and third down a lot during the playoffs because those are huge stats in the playoffs. Buffalo, number 3 on third down and number 2 in the red zone as far as on defense. Buffalo's offense is number 1 on third down, number 9 in the red zone. Here's the stat, though. Dolphins 6-1 ATS versus the AFC East. They play the AFC East well, and Bills are 1-4 ATS versus teams that have a winning record.
If Mostert is out, that is a worry.
Yeah, I don't
know. He's been running the ball very well.
I don't know how to look at this one yet. Maybe an under for me, potentially here.
Probably Finn's money line.
Okay. Boys,
I do not feel comfortable laying the 10 with the Bills or betting on Miami without their fucking quarterback. So
this could be fucking ugly, dude.
Yeah, I mean, with the quarterback position in flux for Miami, I think you have to kind of, if you were to bet it today, you got to buy it to the 9.5 and let it fly with the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Give me the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills. Also, yeah.
It's at 9 right now. Give it to me at 9.
Greener,
and then,
greener pastures chicken.
Get some greener pastures chicken.
It should have been the Steelers anyway. So.
Yeah, it should have been.
Should have won another game.
Giants and Minnesota's 3. Total's 48.5, the highest total of the weekend. Giants, number 5, yard per rush versus Minnesota's number 22, defending the run. These teams played each other a couple weeks ago. 61-yarder decided that one. Minnesota's also number 30 against the pass. So defense, not great. Giants are also very bad against the run, 30th. But Minnesota runs the ball 30th most in the NFL. They throw the ball all the time. Giants are number 5 in third down and red zone defense. Good at getting off the field, holding the field goals. Giants 4-0 ATS on the road. 5-1 ATS versus teams with a winning record. Vikings 1-4 ATS the last 5. I believe I'll be rolling with the fucking Dayball Blues in this one, I think.
What? Kenny Golladay back, Bruce?
Yeah.
Caught a touchdown.
Let's go, dude.
What if he has a historic playoff run now, Bruce?
It'd be sick.
No, I still don't think Danny Dimes has completed a pass to Kenny Golladay at practice, at a game, at a walkthrough, at an OTA. Nothing. So probably not. I do love the Giants. I booked a flight to Minneapolis already.
Oh, you're going?
Yeah, my girlfriend made me cancel it right before we started this show.
All right, that explains a lot.
But I absolutely love the Giants. Cordell Flott coming into his own, which has kind of been a weak point in the Giants secondary. Over the last few weeks, they didn't.
Hopefully Grandma's watching.
Grandma's definitely watching. Yeah, the D-line obviously didn't play week 18, but they've been playing amazing when the starters are in there. Should have beaten the Vikings on Christmas Eve. Kind of just gave that one away. So I love the Giants catching 3 here.
Okay. Anybody else?
Sold me. Give me the G, man.
Yeah, okay. I'll ride.
I'll be rocking too... Vikings money line.
Wow.
It's a little too popular.
Everybody's on the Giants. I wouldn't lay points, but I think Vikings will find a way.
Baltimore, Cincy play each other again. Back-to-back weeks. 6.5. 43.5. Both are top 10 rushing defenses. One team can throw the ball, one team can't.
Yeah.
Okay. Baltimore 2-6 ATS in their last 8. 1-7 ATS versus the AFC North. Boys can't play in the fucking North. They just can't do it. Bengals 9-1-1 at home ATS. 5-0-1 ATS versus winning teams. I got no problem, I don't think, laying that 6.5 for the Bengals.
No, and I will... You put me down for Bengals to win the Super Bowl plus.
Boom!
These boys are mad at fucking everybody right now.
Whether they should or shouldn't be, and whether it's right or not.
I don't think it's right that they are mad, but when you.
But like, they are.
Bills are that team of destiny. I know. Like, it'd be awesome if Bills win it, but it feels like this fucking Bengals team is up for it.
All right, we're on the same page here.
Yeah, but Gumpy hates the Bills, much like we despise the Bengals. So true. Out of that pure spite alone, I cannot side with him. I will take the Bengals in this game, though, with the laying the points.
Yeah, what was the final? They beat the fuck out of the Ravens last week, right?
Oh, it was.
Yeah. Joey B owns.
Now, I don't think Ravens. Anthony Brown's going to get start, but.
Tony Brown matter. Wasn't lighting it up.
I'm trying to look up Harbaugh's sleeve and see what he might have up it, but I got no idea. What
I honestly don't care who starts a quarterback.
How can you trot out Lamar? Like, he hasn't practiced in a month?
Yeah, we'll find out.
The last update I saw, he was running in straight lines but not cutting, and then we never got the cutting update, I don't think.
Yeah, if I can get 6.5 with the Bengals, I'm taking it.
All right. And then Monday night, Dallas, the only road favorite on the weekend, 2.5 going into Tampa. Dallas, number five on third down, number one in red zone scoring. Tampa's 21st in third down, 22nd in the red zone. Neither have good trends coming in. Boys are 1-3-1 in their last five, 1-4-1 in the last six on the road. Tampa's 1-4 ATS versus teams with a winning. I lean boys here, but I don't.
Do you think this is the right pick for the Monday nighter though? Isn't it? Like, who?
Who cares?
Like, I'm thankful it wasn't the fucking Fins, to be honest. But
I mean, this game is fucking bullshit. That's like, this is actually a competitive like advantage to play on Sunday instead of fucking Monday. Play on Saturday. This is bullshit.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
It's a fucking competitive advantage. You have another fucking day. For the teams that are playing on Sunday or Saturday, you have an extra day to get the players ready. That's not... Yeah. I don't understand that.
Yeah, we yelled about this last year when they started doing it. And then nobody cared.
Also, the Jags played on Saturday last week, too.
Yeah, this is also the playoffs. It's not fucking week 18, dude.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have fucking lost at the Commanders, dude.
Still would play the same fucking game, so probably not.
Maybe if the Cowboys showed up, they would have been on fucking Sunday.
Well, it's not going to fucking matter either because they're wearing their fucking Navy uniforms. They've never won a fucking playoff game in fucking Navy. It's fucking dumb.
Didn't Tony Romo?
No, Tony Romo did not. They were wearing fucking blue. They were wearing light blue.
He was the holder. I believe he was in Navy that day.
Yeah, they lost that fucking game. Thank you, Tony.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Bruce is
so this is two things. Cowboys can't play on grass, but Cowboys haven't lost two in a row all year.
The Cowboys can't play on grass is a hilarious statement.
Yeah, super turf. They need super turf.
All right.
Wait, who have they won against on grass?
He's pissed. He's so mad that he can't play on grass.
Fucking fuming.
I mean, that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. They play in a fucking turf stadium just like 90% of the fucking league. They lost three games this year on grass. Oh, well.
Stink on grass.
Yeah, but people can go to grass fields and win. They have not.
They stink on grass,
dude. They've also went to fucking a bunch of stadiums and won. It doesn't fucking matter. It's still football.
They don't have the right cleats.
They're actually, the Cowboys are 0-4-1 ATS on grass, dude. They stink on grass.
Yeah, dude, they fucking are also stinking right now, so they're going to lose the fucking game probably.
give me the GOAT by a field goal and Big Mike to Indianapolis.
I might take the Bucs just out of spite here if the Cowboys fans aren't up for a fight on Monday.
I'm going to cash out of my nap. Super Bowl Mitt tickets.
Needs a nap.
Monday night, I'm going to end up cashing out of my Super Bowl tickets because this is the most pitiful thing ever, dude.
All right, let's go to the NHL while Nicky Skates is in.
Oh, put me down Niners to be the NFC Championship winner plus 200.
You got it. I took a look at the NHL slate. Didn't love it. What is there, only four games tonight, correct?
Rags are going, right?
No. Couple bangers.
Oh, did
big matchup.
I did it again. I only looked at the first four games, so who cares?
See that boost?
I like to boost it.
Oh,
I like to boost.
That's a boosty boost. Pacioretty, Taggy Thompson, McKinnon to each have three shots.
Max Pacioretty. Old Max Pacioretty, the pride of Connecticut.
I haven't looked at their shot totals, but
it doesn't matter.
Give it to me.
Turn it off.
Patches.
Wild and
Tage.
Wild and Rags.
Big Mac dog. Come on.
Three shots.
Let's do it. Plus 150. Yeah. Wild and Rangers.
Do you have the Jack Hughes Thompson boost over there?
Maybe. I don't see it right now.
Canadian special?
Canadian special.
Canadian special.
Hughes and Thompson to each score one goal plus 550.
Feels like a Canadian special.
Minnesota has lost two straight after playing pretty well for a while. This is also a Ryan Reeves, Revo, revenge game coming back to the Big Apple to play the Rangers, who traded him away because he wasn't playing in the lineup, really.
Stunk, that's why.
But the Rags, 11-2-2 in their past 15. Igor going tonight against probably Flower, we're thinking.
Okay.
Against Flower. Give me the Rangers on home ice in the Garden. They've kind of finally figured out how to play in the Garden this season. I think 5-0-1 in their last six at home, if I remember correctly.
Coovers are at the Pens.
Boy, Pens finally got off the schneid. They get a big win in that toughest bar in the league to play in, Mullet Arena. And now they come back home to take on Vancouver. Okay. After,
is Jari still done?
I think so. Yeah, because DeSmith's going tonight. After taking a little detour after the game in Arizona, they flew to Montreal.
Be
with their pal Chris Letang after his father passed away. Oh, it was a good gesture by the team.
Tough year
the
boys. For Chris.
The Cougars have lost three in a row, though. I'm not going to touch this one. Come on, Pence.
I'm out.
Come on, Pence.
Wow, I thought he would.
All right, I'm going to skip
Cougar spot for
I'm going to skip Lightning and Jackets and go to Devils. Hurricane. Yeah,
Devils have won three of their past five. This is the start of a five-game road trip here.
I almost took the Caniacs here.
The next four for the Devs are going to be on the West Coast. I will take the Caniacs here.
Yeah.
They've lost three straight, but they're 2-0 against the Devils this year already. They've got Cucci in net, and the Devils are probably maybe looking ahead at this West Coast swing. So give me the Caniacs.
The Caniacs too.
Okay.
Why is Grubworm in net for the Kraken again?
Kraken.
I don't know. I mean, Martin Jones the worm. Having a pretty good year, but
just taking a little
Kraken and the Sobbers.
I still trust Grubar more than I trust Martin Jones. The Kraken have won five straight, and they've outscored the opponents 26-8.
It's pretty good.
The offense has come around. The Sabres, though.
So back.
The Sabres at home. They've scored the most goals per game in the league at home.
Okay.
And Grubworm's in.
But they're also giving up the seventh most goals per game. So it's a bit of a shootout every time you're playing the Buffalo Sabres. Having said that, give me the Sabres at home. Tage Thompson's an absolute beast. Let's go, Buffalo.
I'm going to jump on this one. Jets at the Red Wings. Give me the fucking Jets, huh?
Yeah. Jets, five-game win streak. We getting Hellebuck tonight, lad? Yes, it looks like Hellebuck versus Ville Husso. Detroit's lost three in a row. Give me the Jets.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony.
Hell yeah, Peg.
Let's go. Stars, Isles.
Hell yeah.
Stars, 6-4 in their last 10. Second place in the Western Conference by 2 points with a game in hand. Very close. Give me Texas Hockey on the road against the Islanders, who have lost three of their last four.
The Isles got us last time. A little bit of payback for the last.
Let's hope so.
Flames are at the Blues.
Yeah, nothing for me here. Flames have been getting points. They just lost to Chicago, though. That was tough to see. And tough to hear, whatever the hell that was, Bruce.
Brucey loves getting into a mid-show video.
What are you watching? Mandy Rose trending videos, Bruce? Come on. We're doing a show here.
Bring Mandy back.
Nobody. Was it better?
The Blues, 8-6 in their last 14, while battling a lot of injuries to some key players. They also just recently lost Nick Leddy and Bortuzzo. Both are questionable for this game. That's two important pieces on the back end. So I'm not going to touch this one. Going to stay away.
Okay.
Blues on a back-to-back. Give me the Flames money line.
Sharks and Yotes. Anybody?
Give me the Yotes. Ooh. They've only won three of their past 11, but they're at home. They're in that tough barn in Mullet Arena. The Sharks aren't a very good team. So this one is essentially a bit of one of those,
huh?
Yeah, a bit of one of those.
Okay.
Good Maybe job. A prayer. I don't know what you want to call it. I'm just taking a chance on the Yotes at home here as a dog.
Okay, and the last one. Panthers are at the Lanch. I'm going to go Lanch on this one.
Yes.
I am as well. The Lanch were on a bit of a schneid, but they finally got over it with an overtime win at Edmonton to get off the five-game losing streak. Yeah. And Florida's not very good on the road. They're 4-6 overall in their last 10, 8-14 on the road this year. And I do believe Is it who I think it is? Yeah, Big Bob against Georgiev in net. Give me Georgiev.
Give me the lunch.
Thank you, Nikki Skates.
Thank you, boys. Good luck.
Appreciate you coming in.
Appreciate you. That was for you, lad.
That was for you, lad.
Nikki Skates. Thank you, Nick.
NBA tonight. I did not like the schedule. Mitt, did you like the schedule?
It is very, very low. Not really. It's actually pretty average. I only liked two games. I liked Cleveland minus the 2.5 going into Utah. And then I liked...
Yep.
Yep. I knew Gubby would like that one. And then I liked Dallas going into the Clippers. Maybe it's because we saw Luka at the game last night, and that's why I picked Dallas, but...
Okay. Yeah, he was out.
Who's playing for the fucking Clippers?
I don't fucking... Genuinely, I don't fucking know. That's why I'm betting against them.
Oh. Paul George.
I think Paul George is going to play.
Funky Bunch?
Is George and Leonard in?
I don't think Kawhi is going to play.
Yeah. Let me look.
Kawhi just... doesn't he plays once a month just to keep
I don't hate the Clippers getting 1.5 at home there.
If Kawhi plays, like I might want to switch sides, but I still don't think, like, I just still think Dallas is the better team overall.
Yeah, I'm out. I just Cavs money line for me.
Like it, love it.
Yeah, I too am on the Cavs money line. Team
run.
And then
who
the Heat have?
The Heat are playing the Oklahoma City Thunder. I almost wanted to take the Heat.
There's a
shit ton of money on Oklahoma City, and I didn't really. I got scared.
I'm on the Thunder. The Heat's team, entire team's out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, give me the Thunder money line.
That's why.
So, Mitt, when you said you were prepared for the NBA today, before the show.
All right, Tony, we all fucking know that the app that I use doesn't fucking update the injuries right.
Well, why don't you find a new app?
I know.
Kawhi is playing.
Really?
Paul George and Luke Kennard are out.
Gotcha. He's out. Kawhi Leonard in the Funky Bunch.
Yeah.
Nice.
Kawhi, well, going to put him on his back.
Yeah, he'll probably win.
And also, these NBA injuries do not get announced until like 4 o'clock. We start the show.
A lot of excuses coming from the kid today.
No, I mean, no. I'm just saying. These are the same excuses that I recycle.
What happened to the model? What happened to the model?
The model still kicks. That's why I didn't bet the Oklahoma City game.
Followed it to the beach.
I got one college basketball play tonight.
So do I.
You? Go on.
I'm going to take San Jose State money line.
Smart. I like that bet.
Okay.
I have... St. John's money line versus Butler.
Okay.
I like LSU getting 1.5 at home versus Florida. Ohio money line versus Ball State.
Bobcat.
Bowling Green getting 3.5 versus Akron. Fordham getting 7.5.
Yeah. Boys.
I almost went the other way.
Yeah. Auburn money line at Ole Miss. Western Michigan money line versus Eastern Michigan. VCU money line at Loyola, Illinois. Illinois money line at Nebraska. Love UNC getting 4.5 at Illinois. And I'm with you, Tony. San Jose State money line versus Fresno.
Very nice.
Hell yeah.
I too am on the Fordham Rams plus. I think it's down to 6.5, sadly. But
I love Dayton, but that just feels like a lot.
Yeah, it does feel like a lot. They might get murdered though. So
there was a
Fordham hasn't been.
Let me see.
They booked the easiest like non conference schedule in the country, went like 12-1 and now are back into A-10 play where they basically always go 3-17.
I was actually gonna take Dayton, but the 12-1 home Fordham record.
Yeah, it's intimidating.
Did scare me away.
Rose Hill Gymnasium, it's the size of the studio.
All right.
I do have a question for you college basketball bettors. Why are we not on Nevada moneyline at San Diego State University?
Well, we're on the other side.
Oh, you're on San Diego State?
I'm on San Jose State.
I didn't
It's a 9.5 point spread. At it. 14-3, 12-3, 9.5 point spread. I might just sprinkle on the money line. Nice plus 370. Maybe I lost a lot of money on TCU last night.
Maybe.
I actually had a Stetson Bennett, Max Duggan anytime touchdown parlay last night.
That line stinks, Mitt. San Diego State's 2-8 ATS in their last 10 overall. 1-5 ATS in their last 6.
I'm betting against them.
No, I know, Mitt. Nevada's 14-3 overall. Yeah, why are they 9.5-point dogs? I said the line stinks.
I'll might be on to something there, Mitt. Attaboy. League tomorrow.
League.
Give me Rems, draw no bet at Astio.
Astio.
Toulouse, draw no bet at Auxerre. Lyon, draw no bet at Nantes. Yeah. Lille, money line at Brest. Monaco, money line at Lorient. Lens, money line at Strasbourg. And Marseille, money line at Troyes. Nice day in the Puck, French.
Nice, nice day.
Not a bad day.
League.
All right.
Good stuff, lads.
We should do this again tomorrow.
Hey, yo.
Maybe.
I agree.
Maybe. Bruce Jerry Becker.
Yeah.
Fucking hoodie Bruce.
Got a kid struggling.
I'm hurt, dog. Don't ask me if I'm all right.
Good luck.
Galbraith.
Hammer.
Done.